Blog Talk Radio. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Thank you. everyone, and welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is Messages of Light. Today we have a special guest from St. Louis, and her name is Kelly Hampton, and she is a very gifted spiritual person who I have come to know and love for the past couple of years, and she's really amazing. We had some technical difficulties there, so I had to switch computers and play my music and make sure everybody got in here safely because we had some glitches that came up today with my new computer, which is fine. So you can find Kelly at kelly-hampton.com. She's very well known for the Archangel Michael channel. She is also someone who teaches star healing and also space healing, which is amazing too. Let's see. And then we've got something she wants us to announce, and then I'll go into her bio a little bit more. Let's see. So December 4th, live with question and answer, Kelly is having something that is happening from 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern, 12 a.m. Mountain Time. This Thursday, it's called a Global Telesummit, and you can find that at http://awakeningtheheartnetwork.com. She's got /Kelly Hampton here. And you can go on and ask her questions and all kinds of other stuff. So that's going on December 4th, which should be really fun. So you can type in your questions on the event page and they will be answered. The guest pin code is 851-678. The primary dial-in number is 425-440-5100. And the second phone number is 561-515-8658. So you can ask her some questions there. She's pretty sharp and pretty good because I've known Kelly a really long time. And we go way back to when she first worked with Star Healing. But anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about her now and go over here and look at this. And I find it really cool that when Kelly was a little girl, her mother taught her how to rhyme. And as she looked up at the stars at night, she was in awe that, you know, we're like all connected and heaven is out there and God is infinite. And when she was 21, she realized that she could communicate with her mother who had went to the other side. And that set her on a journey. And so she's really been blessed to, you know, talk to her mother. And then later on, it says here that she represents Christ consciousness and she sees herself as a spiritual teacher, not as a religious, but spiritual, which is really cool. And Archangel Michael gave her two books, which are very cool. I've actually read both of them. One of the Michael books is really good. And I have the other book that she has as well about ascension. So she goes on to say that Christ consciousness is a state of awareness and a true nature of the higher self. And so Archangel Michael comes through her and gives her angel messages, and she's written two guidebooks about that. She has a space healing that's gone on. Okay, here it is, 2012 and Beyond, The Truth from Archangel Michael. I read that book. It was really good. But I have to say, the first book I read, Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael, was quite the book, too. I was very amazed at it. So Kelly's got some pretty cool stuff going on. You can find all of this information out on her page at kelly-hampton.com. Our call-in number today is 347-237-5339 if you'd like to ask us a question. So again, that phone number is 347-237-5339. And Kelly has been channeling Archangel Michael for quite some time now. She's very gifted at what she does. And I'm just very happy to have her all the way from St. Louis. So again, you can find her at kelly-hampton.com. I'm again waiting for my lovely switchboard to come up here again because we're just having all kinds of technical difficulties today. I think it's the energy that we have going on in the room. Maybe even possibly the fact that Kelly is actually here could be part of the issue too, which is awesome. So with that, I'm going to bring Kelly live now and let her talk a little bit more. Welcome to the show, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? It's always good to talk to you.
It's been a while. Such a beautiful and blessed, sharing of intro. And it's been a while. I'm happy to try to serve everybody in whatever way we can. I hope you had a blessed and grateful Thanksgiving.
I did. I'm sure you did also.
Yes. It's always a Christ principle, and maybe even without Christ being in there, right? A principle of goodness about what to be grateful for. So we use it quite a bit in the work we do outside of Thanksgiving, but, there are many things to be thankful for. Being on your show again is one of them.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, and you have a lot of things to share that happened to you when, things that you've been through, events that you've done, miraculous things that we've seen. I've had a few people say that when you speak, they see you and Archangel Michael next to each other, which is kind of amazing, or they see you, from time to time, they'll see you morph into Archangel Michael. I had one person say, wow, she turned into Archangel Michael all the way through it. But, my times with you have been the healing practices that, you've shown. And I think you're a very remarkable teacher in healing as well, the star healing.
Well, thank you very much. For those that are not familiar with the star healing intergalactic energy system, it'll be 5 years in January, Amanda, when Michael downloaded that system to me. And for those of you that have not heard it before, and Amanda is a certified practitioner, I know our lives all can take different turns and in our paths. And but in any event, several years ago, as she mentioned, moved to become a star healing practitioner. The system has evolved now to really either help or heal thousands of people around the world since its inception, either through my work or the work of, and I'm just the vessel, but, or the practitioners mm-hmm. that I've trained. So, in fact, I don't know where you would like to go with the show, but if I can just share
you can go ahead
testimony.
And share anything you like, Kelly. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. I read another testimonial yesterday, a new one that came in. They come in all the time, really. It seems like the system is picking up speed. It's not as though usually it used to be in the first few days of asking someone if they're releasing. That's kind of what we were looking for. Sorry. But now it seemingly seems that, I don't want to overpromise for folks. I just want to make a kind of a simple statement as I feel it and see it. But more people are getting improvements quicker than they were 5 years ago for whatever reason. In the testimonial yesterday about an 80-year-old woman that worked with angels wearing glasses for, 20, 30, 40 years or whatever, one healing with the Palladians, doesn't need to wear them anymore. And that occurred in about a week's time. So it is a powerful and strong system. It's extended itself now to small animals. I'm happy to be certifying the first star healing animal practitioner who lives in Norway. Woohoo, let's hear from Norway. And by the grace of the internet, training is generally done via Skype or some other method. So, and then star healing for horses, it's coming along, not as fast as I'd like, but it will come along, I trust, in the divine time with more practitioners and more people really coming to understand that there are powerful healing systems that, are more appropriate for the time of ascension that we live in now than might have been 10 years ago. And so that's that, I guess. I can speak more fully to the system, maybe even share some of our time sending star healing over. What I'd like to send from that, if you're, again, I'm here to flow, go with your flow.
Fine, Kelly. That would be great. I'm actually excited that you have star healing out for animals now, too. I might have to really talk to you about that too, because
should,
I love the animals.
That's probably right up your alley. And then another, this is my profession. For those that don't know me or the work, it's not a hobby. It became my profession somewhere in my mid-30s to 40, and that was, you know, a while ago. And so this morning about the other, you know, idea about ascending, you know, home space, which we touched on briefly. By the way, the Book of Animals is the third book from Michael I'm working on. I've downloaded the first two chapters. I should share them with you. I'll be happy to do that if I haven't. And the first chapter is really, the first chapter is really a whole download from Mother Earth. So, is it intergalactic beings? Yeah, that I can you know, connect with. Yes, is it Mother Earth, rocks, trees? Yes, the angelic realm, many of the ascended masters. Yes, I continue to work as a medium with you know, folks that have crossed over on the other side. So, I was talking this morning with an ascended spaces practitioner, someone who takes Michael's system for creating abundance into her home, and he just brought it out. He said, wouldn't it be nice, because she likes to make things. This practitioner is very crafted and a beautiful woman. And so Michael said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we kind of elevated, or how about if I add some things into the home space system for the season and tell you the energetic resonance? And they're like, oh, great, great, great. So I downloaded a couple things this morning. If I could, is it all right if I just share them with you for your listeners learning? Maybe some
that
of you know
great.
What, you know, everything has a resonance. I guess it's a pretty basic statement, but so seasonal objects to further elevate your frequencies. And again, it's going to be like an addendum to the home space guidebook, which people can have, certainly have a practitioner like Barbara, who I'm mentioning here, come into their home. I go into people's homes, but it's simple enough really that if people want to just make a little space in their life, it's not smudging, it's not saging, it's using what Michael calls an old system that he's reconstituted using ascension principles and harmonics. So people can find that on my site if they're drawn to learn more. But in any event, the couple of things I heard about the holidays, because there are people, I mean, many of us decorate, whatever, you know, or their traditions. So you might as well know a little bit of, you know, every object carries a vibration, so you might as well know a little bit about, maybe you not, might not have known before. Maybe this is old news to folks. But anyway, so Michael brought forth a wreath with oranges and cloves. Pretty common, I guess. I think it is. So he says, if you go to making, and again, these don't have to be made, but Barbara is that type of person, and it gives her great pleasure to beautify homes and make space and altars for people and that kind of thing. So, but a wreath with oranges and cloves, energetically, Michael says, helps mend old friendships that have been severed. Place it in your home, that's what he says. It can help mend old wounds from the past. If you decide to add holly, he said it adds intent. If someone wanted to make this wreath, we're calling it a wreath, it could be a wreath certainly, pine boughs, the scent of pine is calming. And if you choose to add lemons are a big thing when star healing. They're a big thing in the home space system. They're a small little object, but they have great healing potential because they resonate on the frequency of joy. So if you are inclined to make your wreath for the holiday season with oranges, cloves, and lemons too, then you've brought in some vibrational frequency of joy. And anytime a person plays a thing, maybe most of your audience is really savvy and knows a lot of this already, but just to restate, anytime any person plays a thing, walks by an object of greater vibrational frequency, those particles attach to them. So that's a simple reason. Now, you know, that's what it would be doing other than just looking wonderful. And then can I share one more that I heard this morning? Would that be all right?
Sure can.
And then we'll...
that sounds exciting. I'd love to know what else you have to say. And it sounds like what you've got there is really cool, too, you know, because it brings in the scents and the fragrances and the vibration, and it changes everything, so it makes sense. So, yeah, I'd love to hear what else you have to say.
Well, thanks. I think sometimes, I'll just speak for myself. Sometimes you know, it's news to me. Have I ever had an orange wreath in my home? No, but I'm going to make one now. You know, so bringing new creativity, creation, the act of creation. So traditions certainly can be things always. Objects carry huge amount of energy. And so it's helpful on some small level to know what we're creating. The other thing I heard this morning is we talked about a seasonal arrangement of candles. Of course, there's thousands of candles, thousands of shapes of candles, arrangements and so on, but here's just a couple things real quick. Michael says, 5 white candles in a line with per candle, either above the white candles, which can be tapers or pillars, will enhance the home with angelic presence. The red pillar can also be placed at the end as if you have a long table. And these are suggestions. We barely scratched the surface here in these 10 minutes it took me to download this information. If adding a gold ribbon, gold is the highest healing element on our planet. It represents Christ consciousness, total unconditional love. So anytime you're adding ribbon, it doesn't need to be just in this particular tabletop arrangement, but anywhere. If you set the intention that that's what something carries, Michael says, that's always wise. Be pure of intent. So be, you know, many, many masters talk about being mindful, right? Having mindful intention. So if you're infusing it with your mindfulness, we're talking about gold ribbon right now, or gold anything really, or whatever it may be, it's useful to be in the moment, be pure of intent. Vanilla is kind of interesting. What did I hear about if choosing to use vanilla-scented candles? Michael said they can help souls release the past. Cinnamon, maybe Amanda, do you want to, you know this? Want to take a guess on cinnamon?
I do know some about cinnamon.
You
I
do?
Think it really is uplifting, and I think it also can help you with your immune system, and it's very good for Christmas time, but it's good for, your body. I know that, too, because it helps you.
Well, yes, and I know you know a lot about oils.
Yes, I do.
Right? Healing oils, so... we could ask Michael if the oils would work if someone couldn't find a candle. You know, I don't know why I wouldn't. It'd be kind of interesting to see. But if what I heard about cinnamon energetically, if someone were to you know, bring a red pillar candle scented, you know, things that you find at Walmart. I mean, you walk by and well, I love it, love it, love it, and that's all there is. Forgiveness is the frequency it carries. How wonderful
is
that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Cranberry, one more before we maybe move from this. Cranberry, Archangel Michael said, that carries the vibration of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So everything has meaning.
What was that, Kelly? You kind of broke up.
I'm just saying that everything has meaning. Everything has purpose, every number, every thought, every sigh, every hug, every word. One time when I was fortunate enough to be on a global teleseminar, you were kind enough to mention the one that's coming up this week. Michael talked about the word karma.
Oh, and, karma, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the power of our words. And someone asked him, could you explain karma for us, Michael? Don't we all have karma? And I remember his answer not too long ago. He said, I can explain the power of karma. He said, hold it in your hands. Why don't we do this maybe for everyone now, and then we could move to telling people what star healing is and then move to that healing for them, if that sounds okay with you. Well, Michael said, hold the word.
Great.
Okay, he said, imagine holding the word karma in one hand. Okay, and then he said, extend your other hands, my friend, and hold the word love. Which one would you rather hold? How does it feel? Well, no brainer to me. I'm thinking to myself, not that there isn't teaching in everything, but, what is Christ consciousness? What is ascension? It's, total love restoring itself to the planet and all things living upon her, animal, vegetable, mineral, and all the kingdoms and the other universes that exist. So anyway, a little bit of power of our words, so. So you lead me. What would you like? How can I help? What would you like to do? How can I be of service?
Well, I'm happy to kind of go with what you want to go with next. I like how you shared that, every plant, mineral, everything like that, Christ consciousness is love. I think that's really important for people to understand and know. So you sharing that is one of the most important things as we talk about star healing, because, you know, when you go into that, it is about love. So maybe going into, you know, sharing a little bit about that, however you'd like to lead it, Kelly, would be wonderful.
All righty. Well, it is a non-invasive healing system, as I said, for people, animals, small animals, and horses. No one's really touched in the healing system. Michael has a lot going on in the systems. They're similar across the board, so I'll just maybe talk about the system for the body, because they are similar but have inherent differences. But it's a system that uses the healing power of sound. It uses the healing power of stones and crystals and some other objects, some of which can be fruits and vegetables, by the way, because they carry resonance that we just kind of touched upon there in the home. In essence, what does the system do? It helps people become more crystalline in nature, to remove some of the dysfunction that might have been put into the DNA strands of most of mankind's bodies, as I hear it, which Michael really talked about in the second book there, 2012 and beyond. It's we open magnified hearts. As you know, we restore soul cords to their greater resonance. It's kind of like, you know, taking away, stripping off, dusting furniture, fourth-dimensional things that don't serve a person, global person, and an individual person, and then creating higher forms of platforms. So by that I mean it is, quite often you'll see, you know, I talk about it as a fifth-dimensional magnified healing system, that being pure love, but many people ascend to other levels besides the fifth dimension. They go to the 33rd or the 66th, or they don't know really where they're going. And so there can be, because it is a sharing healing, how do I know some of these things? Because people tell them to me in a session, or they share them with their practitioner. Or a person doesn't have to see or feel anything. DNA is restructured to be a new fifth dimensional form. Stargates can be held open. If a person is ready, it can be whatever level of readiness. It is a system that can be useful for anyone ages 3 to about 85. Sometimes I'm asked, you know, if I'm expecting, can I have a healing? And the answer from Archangel Michael is yes. If you're 6 months along and there have been no complications in your healing, in your expectancy, in your pregnancy, excuse me. And so all kinds of powerful, wonderful things occur. People, I'll do in a moment, I'd love to take the calming, it's a molecular, cellular healing. Michael promises people will have healing benefits that extend into the decades. And I'm sure when the system has been around another 5 years that those things will be true. Some people get instantaneous healing when the middle of the session, they know what they tell me. Not everybody, not even close to everybody. As Michael is in his great goodness and wisdom, certain conditions require more than one attunement. And so it's a system that can be given 3 times, 3-hour-long sessions. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes a person might have abuse history and be living in a very, what Michael calls, toxic home space and stop drinking after an hour. So there's no way of knowing. Other times, benefits come to people gradually. It's very individual. But as I say, I'm noticing here, particularly in the last 6 months, that it seems like instead of waiting 2 to 3 weeks or, you know, getting feedback from people to reengage and see how they're doing, like 3 days later, people are seeing ships out the window. They saw ships initially, mm-hmm. loving light beings. Some people did. But more of it's going on, and it is a system that more of the world is awakening to now, certainly than 5 years ago. You know, so I'm happy about that.
That's good.
And really, the happiest joy is being a vessel to help people. It's really a helping tool, so that if depression needs to be lifted, if they're immune system. The Palladians will do the work, and here, if I can digress just a moment, it's not a big digression. It is a Palladian-based system, but one of my very first practitioners, I don't see like you do, as you know, Amanda. I mean, I see in a different way. Largely, my gift is hearing.
I know you see in a different way. Yeah, your gift is hearing. My gift is seeing. Absolutely.
But one of the very first star healers I trained, a beautiful woman that had a near-death experience in Rhode Island, she and the angels told her what to name her shop, and she's doing her duty, and she's been doing it for years now. She said, "You're not." She was so, "You're not going to believe this." A woman came back. I saw a huge Centurion mothership hovering over this woman, and they beamed a big, huge white light down into her head where she had she'd had migraines for 20 years. And in
oh
the
my
moment,
goodness.
In the moment, and since, it's gone. So I have to extend myself to say, I know Christ is present. I know the angels are present. I know Mother Mary helps us do things if we leave something unattained to. I don't know all the guides and light beings. I don't even know all the light, loving light races that are helping us now. But it far exceeds what I think are just known as the Palladians or the Palladian race. So anyway, I'm very blessed in many ways even to be able to talk about a system that has intergalactic in it and have so many thousands of people now. And as I say, animals too, starting to reap the benefits of something that when it was given to me long ago, I thought, oh no, Michael, why give me this? I didn't ask for it, right? In that sense, I didn't ask for anything. It was just given. So it is, every healing can be done remotely. People are wondering. There is no denigration of the energy if you live in Malaysia or Australia or wherever it may be. So if we're ready, maybe I'll do a little bit of that molecular peace and calm. As Archangel Michael says, where there's peace and calm, there can be no illness in our body. If I could make another spiritual truth as I know it anyway, it's all I can do is speak for myself. There's nothing in the body that's genetically inherited.
Mm-hmm.
I like saying that one again. There's nothing in the body that is in genetically inherited. That in itself might be releasing and healing for people to hear. What happens, Michael says, or what can happen, makes perfect sense once you hear it from an angel, you know, right? But what he said is the fear that you're going to get it can land it in the body.
That's where fear, right, Kelly?
That's right.
It starts with
having
the fear of it, and then it's created, and then it comes into the body. Is that right?
Yes, and it can manifest into the body. Yes. So ethereally, what else do we do in star healing? We remove fears energetically that have been placed there, repressed, or in there from lifetimes further back. Why would they need to serve a purpose in someone's ascended pure love body? By that I mean, In a energetic way, are we still human beings, pure love? Might we have a day when we're not feeling pure love? Sure, we're still on the human plane of existence, but in the way that those energies don't serve us anymore, and particularly, and I know you know this well too, Amanda, the children, the aware, the diamond, indigo. I heard yesterday, a couple days ago, blue moon. Have you heard, Michael, identified
you heard about
blue moon.
Blue moon children now too. Yeah, they're coming. They're next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's different, you know, waves. Let's call them of aware young souls. They're not all children, but the blue moons are going to be infants, of course. But in any event, you know, they need higher healing systems to reach them. They know if a child comes most of the time and they're of an aware type, I might call them. They're telling me what to do most of the time, kind of like you, Amanda. But anyway, it's quite well. So I'd like to take out of the whole healing system. People are given three sacred symbols. Animals are given sacred symbols for their healing. They're advancing in their vibrational. It's not just people. How could it be? Plants. Michael talks about it in the book that's 4 years old now. Plants are evolving. They're entering in with higher DNA, and so are the animals, of course. So, but I'd like to take a couple minutes. I need to do a little breathing. I'd like to do the movement. There's imagery with this, if I can share. It came from Michael, because if you don't see, if you don't happen to be a seer or a feeler, you don't need to be. You don't. that's your what you're going to be receiving. If you don't feel anything shift within you, it's going to be exactly the same as if somebody goes to the middle of the Milky Way and feels God and everywhere in between there. Okay, we're going to be sharing cellular peace and calm. It's called The Journey. Archangel Michael asks that we all imagine that we're going up in an elevator ride to the top floor. So if I can, I'd like to move to that for a couple minutes, if that's okay.
That's great.
Okay, thanks. One other thing, I guess, to set the stage, you know, even though this is brief, even though it may be only a few minutes, this is an energy transmission, and everyone comes from a different place. You might be listening to the show a week ago, and it'll still have the vibrational compotency. I just made that word up. Potency and component as it will live. So, you know, drink some water. Be mindful. Here we go. And then if you want to do a little sharing afterward, be great, wonderful. We can go, move and go into anything from this point forward. So imagine ourselves. Why did Archangel Michael in his magnificence ask people to imagine or suggest? Again, he wants us to know. Part of ascension means knowing what's happening. What did I hear 5 years ago almost? All form of healing is good. That was one of the first statements I heard. And then I heard, silent form of healing is leaving the planet. And why is that? Because when a person shares what they're feeling, that you become an equal teacher. You won't find a star healing master in this system. It's an ego-depleted system. That's part of its intention anyway. So if you do not see, if they do not feel, Michael said, invite them to imagine. That's how we're hardwired to visualize. That's not a new concept, visualization. So anyway, we're going to go up in this elevator. I'd like to hold the space for a little bit, kind of bring us down. He might pipe in. The second attunements get more powerful than the first one quite often. By that I mean he has us hold this brief healing lots longer, and we multitask and make some I am statements. Not a new principle either, I am. Saint Germain in the Violet Flame, I am the presence, I am one, I am all humanity, I am one voice, I am the solar fifth dimensional crystalline flame, and so on. So if I hear some of those things from Michael while we're holding the space, I'd like to just kindly channel them through and then try to make time if there's people that had, or there are people that are asking, are there callers? Because I can make this briefer if you'd like.
Okay, well, we can go through it for a few minutes, and then maybe you can talk about it after, because, you know, people are just kind of intrigued, I think, with what you're doing this time, since we haven't had you on in a little while. You know,
okay,
that's really good.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. So here we go. We're going up on the elevator. You know, I am hearing something. I don't always need to know the source. I just trust the source is in the light. So what I was hearing while we're up there in the space, as I call it, they're saying worry, blame, shame, doubt, regret, fear, are dissolving. And those are some pretty dense frequencies. Okay, I'm hearing something else. Lamb of the Mother, Lamb of the Father. Blessed be those who are joining us, for they are blessed in the heart. Oh, that sounded like Christ to me.
That was definitely Christ.
Oh, I don't know who's here now, but it's really big and big and white. Maybe you know that. Maybe it's still Christ. Okay, I don't know what you're seeing or feeling. I am kind of hearing it sort of like a quiet whisper. We're the Council of Nine. Source, they're saying. I just heard God mind there. Who we really are. Sometimes Michael speaks in lots of parables and images, you know. We're all roses. Sometimes the rose bush has too many thorns. Or that the petals of the heart of love are curled in and they're not open. I am hearing a little more if I can. Someone of source is saying, ask them to take their hands, bring them, clasp them to their hearts. Physically touching their bodies if it moves them. Both hands are one, palm under the physical body. One hand could be clasped on top of another. Feeling the gentle beating of one's heart. Slowly extending one's hands to a full and open position. Receiving, palms outward, like you see in the, if you can. If not, keep them on your heart, if you'd like, or just rest them comfortably by your side.
Yeah, so receiving the energy with your hands out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hearing a little more. Kindly, those of you that can, if not, visualize this, do not worry. Take your hands and gently cup them over your ears with your hands open now. So you're gently kind of cupping your left hand, left ear, right hand, right ear. Now they're asking to make a clasping one's hands together. Very simple. Index fingers are extended, almost like you might make a prayer in many cultures, but the index fingers are raised, the other hands, just ask them to raise their hands straight up over their heads if they can. If not, any receiving position is accepted. All right, they just dropped my hands down. I think we're complete with that, right?
You're done.
Wow, I never know. I mean, I do know what I do know some things that I'm taught, but I don't know about you, Amanda, but, you know, some of that was just, you know, being led.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that was just you being led, and what I saw was just you were surrounded with Christ the whole time.
Yeah, it was really big and really big and
there.
Really big and white. So
yeah.
Again, whether
Christ is
whether
big
we, so whether we whether you saw or felt or not the dissolving of some, I can't promise everyone to what extent, of course, but the dissolving of those denser frequencies that Michael or Christ or the Council of Nine source said that can be so depleting and keep us separate. Right? Ascension means not being separate. We could say it that way, too. Here's something else, if I could share it with you. Archangel Michael said, because so much talk is still going on about ascension. What does it mean? What are the symptoms? You know, will this system help me ascend quicker? Well, yes, but there's other elements to life. One of those statements is, Michael said, as long as you get enraged over war, you can be assured you haven't reached your personal ascension point. Give that a little thought for a while, like, I see. What would you do instead? Not become enraged. That can't be a love that's separate from source. Send healing thoughts. Call them prayers. Chant. Whatever method a person uses. Just set pure intent. Write it down. Sending healing to those places in the world where there has been war and those who participate in it or whatever. Just extend it outward to everyone. Everything. It can take any form. Written, verbal, sound, energy, healing. Really just do it.
That's so true. Any form of intention or sending out healing can change a frequency of, you know, where we're at and what we're doing. Like you said, hold karma or love in your hand. I would pick love.
Did you do that in your mind? Because I know
did.
You have your
I did.
Your
I
own
went
gift.
Right to love, but oh yeah. Well, I can still do it in my mind. I still kind of follow you anyway. I hands down picked love. I saw karma and I went, nope, I don't want to go that way. I'm going to go the other way.
Well, and it for me, it was like the scale at the grocery store, you know, where they used to weigh your stuff or like a, you know, two-sided scale. Like karma's down here, sitting down here, and love is like, phew, way
yeah.
high. Not new principles, but certainly crucibles of teaching from many of the ascended masters. Love oneself first above all else. From loving oneself first, all things flow. And particularly in star healing, it's I extend love and kindness to myself. Even in your personal life, if you're never drawn to come to a star healing session, Michael advises us. It's not a new concept, but he presents it in the work he asked me to do. I extend love and kindness to myself. I extend love and kindness.
I like in the ending how we do that, how we extend love to every single thing in the ending of the healing. You know, we come up with how many things, you know, and like you said, that's part of the healing. That's extending love. And it really creates an open space when you do that. And when you say it verbally, it makes it real. You know, you become it as you do it.
Yes, and if you do it longer, more ripples of energy. Second attunements, Michael moves up the scale. What do I come to know is the second highest healing frequency behind gold? It's silver, and he wants us to say gratitude. So that's what we do. When people come back a second time, either out of need or because they want key codes or to get greater knowing or something, I'm grateful for, again, the first statement is self. I'm grateful for something about self, my health. I'm grateful for something, and then extending it outward. So that's how it kind of progresses along.
Perfect. That's wonderful. Well, you know, I just like everything that you're sharing and that you have an animal book coming out. That's pretty exciting. I mean, you know, your first two books were really quite amazing. And I have to say that when I did my first star healing certification, that was pretty exciting too.
Well, thanks so much. The animal book is going to be loads thick. I know that. That's why I'm sort of dragging my tail a little bit to get that done. But, you know, we're all thousands of light workers are doing work, and I know it'll come to fruition. And then the Book of Plants. It only makes sense, right? It's not just about people. So, yeah, the Book of Plants will be next, and with any luck at all, that'll be sometime in next year's energy. I mean, like, at the end.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing at a time.
That's
what
right.
I really like is that you're working with horses, because I've been exposed to more horse energy here lately. So, you know, you never know, that might be something down the line I can work with you too. You know, because I'm finding a lot of horses, you know, on my journey as well. So it's funny how I asked, you know, for a message from you about, you know, what I was supposed to do, and it came through that I was supposed to work with the little animals and, you know, the horses. It makes sense because I always talk to them anyway.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome anytime. You know, I love horses. I had horses.
You'll have them again. You'll have them again. I know you will. I can see that for you. You'll have them again this time around. It's going to be down the road a little bit, but you'll have them again.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, do you have anything else upcoming? Do you have anything else upcoming you'd like to share that you're doing? I mean, I know that you're going to be doing the telesummit, and I know that you're doing some certifications, but do you have anything else you'd like to announce that you're doing so people could follow you?
Oh, well, you're kind about that. On my website, we're pretty current now with on the events tab. There's going to be two other global telesummits. One is December 10th, I believe. The other is the 15th. I am going to be creating a new Star Healing event in the St. Louis area at Breath of Life. We're working on the dates now, so people can always, again, either email me at kelly@kelly-hampton.com or check back on my site or Facebook me or something. But that'll be a couple months out, probably at the most. Just certified more star healers in Rhode Island. I will be going back there in April. This is my sole purpose or theme, healer teacher. Michael is asking me to work with children, so one day a week now I'm going to be working with toddlers. I can't wait.
Perfect.
I can't wait.
Toddlers are great. Toddlers are going to be fun with the healing because they get it. You know, the kids get it a lot more than the adults do, which is, you know, really fun about this healing. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. But some of the adults.
Right.
I'm
hoping to do a little recruiting there. But,
yeah.
You know, every day it is, you know, there's so much teaching, alchemy. Sedona's probably coming up at the end of February. If there are people that want to.
That'll be fun for you.
Oh, I hope so. I've been there before. That's
Sedona's fun. I've been there before, too.
You know, so much goes on down there. My intention is to heal, certify more healers. That's a significant portion of the work. I've been asked, you know, to be given the system, and I it is part of my mission is really to keep it growing and birthing. So if anybody has any questions about it at all, what's required, what prerequisites you might want to have anything of that nature, by all means, drop me a note, and I'd be happy to share with you what I know.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, Kelly, we have about 4 minutes left, and I'm glad that you were able to share some of that. Everybody's really enjoyed it. I want to thank you for coming on the show today, and we'll have to have you on again.
Thanks so much, my friend.
Have a happiest
holiday season.
You too, and we'll have you on again, and it was a pleasure, you know, having you here, and we'll do some catching up, and I'll probably do some catching up on, you know, some more classes with you. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. We'll see you next Monday, same time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can check Kelly out at kelly-hampton.com. You can email me at starwea@hotmail.com, and we'll see you next Monday. Thank you.
You know the bed feels warmer. Think you've had the last laugh. Bet you think that everything good is gone. until you make you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that even lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just believe myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
To myself. lovers everywhere. Animals and children tell the truth, they never lie. Which one is more human? There's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion in your head.